Scrubs one?
Yo.
All right, so we got Cowboy Security Guy, a.k.a.
You know what it is.
The Lone Security Guard, a.k.a. the Texas Security Guard.
A.k.a. the...
He's not the lonely janitor no more.
Definitely not the lonely janitor.
So we got him, and then we got Andy over here.
Wait, he doesn't have a podcast name?
No.
Oh, man, it's just Andy?
What's up with Andy?
I don't know.
How about Andy, the cooler guy, cooler than Jesus? Or Andy from MLA.
Yeah, so there's fireworks going off. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I was about to say, what the fuck is that noise, bro? Somebody trying to pop an ollie or something?
Stop. Do you even... You skate?
Who? I skate, bro. I'm raw. I've
never seen you do an ollie.
Me?
Yeah.
Me.
Even Andy knows how to do an ollie.
Bruh, do you not remember us all skating all the time at work?
No, I remember me skating all the time at work.
No. I remember me skating all the time at work. Remember when Sam broke my skateboard?
No, I'm not saying you could ride it, probably. I'm not saying...
Oh, this guy with the jokes, huh?
I'm saying you're just not very good at it.
Hell no, I just ride that motherfucker. You right.
Hey, we're reminiscing about MLA recently too. On the like first podcast we did together remotely like this.
Thanks. Andy, bro, you remember me or what?
Yeah, for sure. I was telling you, I was like, you gotta.
Yeah, Andy got a good memory. I'm telling you, he probably remembers all these people you name off.
Yeah.
Hey,
man. I don't know. Why would I wouldn't know?
You remember McGuardo?
Eduardo?
Eduardo?
Eduardo.
It's Medardo.
Oh, why do you call him Eduardo?
Because that's what Flav said once.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, we're talking about Floor and who else?
Floor, the one with the big titties?
Yeah, that's right.
No, but we talked about Pedro
she
too.
She recently got chunky.
Did she?
I don't know how any of these people.
Like super chunky, like not even just a little chunky. Like,
just like an attractive kind?
Yeah, for sure.
And we talk about young Pedro fighting the security guard.
Oh, man, that guy was
the security guard that
Mr. Wally's class.
That's the security guard that fought him. The guy that works at Lincoln. The security guard that I told you worked at MLA. That works at Lincoln.
No. He works at Lincoln now, though? I didn't know that. I ain't seen him.
The security guard.
Yeah, from
we're gonna have to pull up to Lincoln one day.
Yeah, he's the main guy. He's fucking, what's his name?
Chino. We used to call him Chino.
No, yeah, Chino.
He's the main guy from Lincoln.
Oh, shit.
You know that office?
Yeah. He's top flight security over there?
Oh, shit.
He runs it.
So he's top flight?
No, he runs it.
That's what I'm saying. He's top flight. I'm just a security, but I'm definitely not top flight. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's not a security guard anymore at all.
Oh, so you're saying he runs the school?
It's not a school. It's more of a community center.
Tiny, small, even.
Oh, you're talking about Lincoln over there by fucking where we play basketball.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Didn't I see him one day?
I know, but he don't remember you. He knows me.
Nah, bro. He remembers me, bro. I'm telling you. He remembers my badass, bro.
Bro, he literally went up to me like, yo, what's up, Jesus?
Yeah, but I didn't ever see him there like
nah,
that.
Nah, he said Jesus, but.
He did not say Jesus.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
I swear.
He said, what's up?
Nah.
Guy?
Nah. Said my name, too. Bro, because I would spend, like, hella hours with him. I recognize him, too, but I didn't say what's up. He said what's up.
Yeah, this nigga Chewy thinks he's raw at b-ball. Get his ankles broken.
Literally, I've seen you play, dog.
Nah, I never played with you, homeboy.
All that height for no reason. For no reason.
All this height is for the... is really for the bitches, all right?
Yeah, because it's not helping you with your coordination.
I was definitely raw as fuck.
Clumsy security. that's what it works for.
Yeah? I was actually the janitor at that point, okay?
Clumsy janitor. spilling all the water.
Bro, I used to bring my PS4 over there to work and just be fucking around on PS4 all night. I barely took that job serious.
Except when you got yelled at by that guy. Niggas was trying to take his job too serious over there.
What guy?
The supposedly the cop that you tried to tell kick him out of the parking lot because you're hella drunk.
That's the supposed security guard.
Yeah, Brad, this guy. So he's supposed to let people park right there.
We got spooked.
And this nigga, Top Flight over here, was taking his job too serious.
He was. Who, me or him?
You.
Me? Top Flight.
Nah, but this guy was talking shit.
He was talking hella mad shit.
He was like, hey, whose backpack is this? And then Jose was like, it's mine. Like, I just wondered, because yada yada, and try to, I don't know.
He tried to beef up on me and hella shit. I'm like, what the fuck you gonna do, old man? I'll beat your ass. He's like, man, I know the owners of this place, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I was like, get out the car. And he, hella scary. This nigga Chewy was in the background like, Jose, bro, relax, bro. Be cool, bro.
I was laughing.
Yeah, I know.
You don't even remember that day. I remember it. I was
laughing. Yeah, I barely remember that. But I remember I was going to whoop that motherfucker's ass. He had me bent. He threw my backpack. That's what pissed me off. He grabbed my shit and threw it across the yard and was like, get your shit off my car, blah, 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 blah. I was like, man, I have your shit towed okay. Right now. I don't give a fuck.
You were drunk.
I know, but I don't care.
It's not a time to argue.
What, when I was drunk?
Yeah.
I know.
Niggas was telling me what the fucking mural by Sharks Eye. And then I'm like, oh, where you read that? He's like, nah, I just made it up. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know, that was like last times.
And I think I googled the meaning later, and it was like, you weren't even close, dog.
I definitely wasn't close.
Huh?
I definitely wasn't close. That shit was hella funny. Is that, I remember still that. On
podcast? Is that episode one?
What?
Isn't that episode one where you talk about the hands?
Hell nah. Wait, maybe. It could be.
I swear, it was the first episode you did. It was like 10 minutes long or something. And you just
I think it was like 30 minutes long. But yeah, I remember. Nah. I remember I was sitting there so high, bro, talking about every single hand, bro, and what every picture looked like and hella shit. I was loaded.
That was a good podcast, though. I was dying.
He said I was dying. That's
I was like, this nigga loaded. Do you remember any good stories from middle school, Andy?
Good story?
Yeah. Any good stories in 8th grade when I was in there? I know. Tell me.
Yeah, the whole 8th grade year when you weren't there. We threw a fat ass party at MLA when you left, Brad. We were like, Chewy's not here this year? Oh, let's go dumb. We brought cake, Brad. We had strippers. It was lit.
Just a couple fights, but you remember Eric?
Eric, yeah, I remember his fat ass. I remember him.
That nigga had a big ass, the nigga with the big ass head.
He was low key the new kid at school.
Wait, which one's that one?
The one that you don't like.
Which one was it?
Eric, bro.
He's small?
Nah.
He's fat?
Kinda, yeah.
What? He's small, but kind of smaller?
Not really.
Regular size,
yeah.
He was kind of dark. He had, like, spiky hair, kind of.
I had to
fade on the side.
I let him borrow $1, and then he didn't want to give it back to me?
I don't think so.
Who's that guy?
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's a chunky guy. Kind of, like, hung out with us sometimes.
Jeffrey?
No, he's a chunky guy.
I remember Jeffrey.
You remember Jeffrey?
He was cool with me, yeah. I liked him.
Fuck.
But no, he was a chunky guy, kind of had like a cut like this, where his hair was like flat in the top.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. There's so many people. Bro,
what does Eric look like?
He's like dark skin. He has like not flat spike hair, but like more like all spiked. Like his whole head is spiked.
Yeah, he's got yoked him.
Chubby face. No,
I swear. What?
Hey, you sure you're not talking about Ricky?
No, Ricky and me were cool. I like that guy.
Yeah, Ricky will beat your ass, nigga.
With them, he'll fucking.
He was raw at soccer. I remember that.
The giant pecs of steel. The pecs of steel.
Oh, man. Hey, Andy, bro, do you remember that food fight? Ooh. The food fight?
Yeah, in the cafeteria. Everybody. Just...
Yeah, me and Giovanni started that shit.
Who did you and Giovanni? I remember that nigga Giovanni too.
That shit was hella funny because he threw. I had ducked when I had threw some cheese at him, and he was gonna throw some juice at me, and I ducked and hit that fat girl named Yesenia.
I was gonna say.
And then she got hella mad because she had a white tee on, and then the whole table stood up, and I was like, "Food fight!"
Taller than everybody and chunkier than everybody and just a big girl.
Yeah, that shit was hella funny. Yeah, Giovanni, he's a full fledged Norteño right now. He's a full-fledged Norteño right now in Oakland. I seen him like last year at the sideshow when we hung out.
I ain't heard of that nigga since that whole shit.
Hey, ¿te acuerdas fucking Rogelio?
Yeah, Rogelio short-ass, bro.
Yeah, I seen him too at this fucking staffing agency not too long ago, like last year. And he's got fat, bro. Hell.
Oh, that's the third guy?
Yeah.
Hey, that's the guy that used to fuck with his sister.
Oh, I know you're talking about that.
That's the girl, and he would get hella
I remember that.
I was like, dog, I wouldn't even come up.
Hey, bro, you remember Michael Hayden?
Nah, I don't. Who's Michael Hayden?
Bro, the black motherfucker glasses, yeah.
I didn't know that was his last name. I know exactly. Who shit his pants?
Bro, you know that nigga died?
No.
Yes, bro, he passed away, bro.
Bro, you're lying. How?
Nope.
Me and him were boys from out of eighth grade until like 10th grade. And then one day he just stopped hitting me up. And then I tapped in with his mom and she was like, he passed away. I was like, what? She wouldn't tell me anything else. But like, I just know he's done. He's dead, you know?
Oh, bro, that's crazy.
That shit was crazy.
Bro, I heard somebody else
died
from MLA.
Who?
I think it was Billy. Was it Billy?
Billy.
I don't remember.
White guy?
He's a black dude. No, he's a black chubby dude.
Huh. Black chubby dude.
Hang out with D.
With Demetrius?
Yeah, Demetrius.
That was my nigga, you know? Me and him were best friends.
No. Me and Demetrius were best friends.
And we would hang out all day.
You guys had one track together.
Two. You made the beats.
Hey, I remember one time I tried to look hella fresh for school. And I had this yellow t-shirt on with, like, some white and yellow Nikes that were, like, stupid saucy. And I had walked in late to class, and fucking Demetrius all the way in the back, he yells out, hey, Jose, stop wearing all that yellow. Your teeth might get jealous.
Bro, that Demetrius, funny, bro. Demetrius had the roast. One time, I think I roasted, what was that light-skinned black dude that was in our grade?
Michael? Or Dijon? Dijon no. Wheeler?
Dijon?
He was a weird.
No, I got Dijon stories, but no, he was like a light skinned black dude. His hair damn near fading with his fucking head because it was the same color.
I don't even know who you're talking about, dude.
So I wouldn't call a. He would hang out with the two black guys.
With Kevin and fucking Demetrius?
Yeah, but whatever. I think I roasted him on his hairline once, and then that nigga was like.
He's like, I'm gonna come shoot your bitch ass.
Mohawk. That's like, we're joking. I was like, roasting his hairline, and then he said something about my hairline, and then Demetrius was like, started roasting him. He's like, yeah, he has a mohawk. He doesn't even need a good hairline. I was like, yeah. I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, you're talking about Marcel. What are you talking about?
Nah, he was Mexican, though. Marcel was Mexican.
I told him when I had to yoke up Marcel, too.
What?
Hey, who was that tall motherfucker that used to always hang out with him?
Wait, let me tell this story to Andy. So yeah,
Edgar.
So,
no.
But I was just chilling, we're playing soccer. This nigga like kicks me hella hard because I was just better than him or something. Kicked me hella hard. in my leg, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And I just dropped him. And after that, he was cool with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happened. That nigga said cap.
You heard about the story before, or is this the first time?
Nah, I've heard about this story just there? Recently.
Alan.
Okay. Maybe if you heard it, you can't tell the same story twice.
He said cap.
You know where it was?
You know who else be using that word cap out of nowhere? It's Jason.
We're just playing soccer. This nigga just, I don't know, maybe I'm too raw for him. He just. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the yoke him up like that? Not even.
Yeah, honestly, him and his friend wasn't going to do anything to me because I had Alan right there. And that nigga. Right?
Yo, my fault. My shit be tweaking sometimes.
Yo. I guess Andy says I might be talking about Luis that I had to yoke up because I let him borrow a dollar. But yeah, this is the story. So I let him borrow a dollar, right? He asked me for a dollar, bro. And then I see him with a dollar, and I'm like, hey, dog, let me get that dollar back. He was like,
it could have been Luis.
He was like,
Luis had spiky hair, little spike in the front of his head.
Yeah, I beat the shit out of him one time in school.
But yeah, he was like, nah, dog. And I was like, oh, okay. And I fucking grabbed him in a fucking headlock. Give me that shit. And then he gave it to me. And then my cousin was there picking up. You know that fat girl? Kind of pale.
Say her name. What's her name?
What's her name?
Her is blonde?
Kind of.
Anna?
No. Not she Anna? Was fat.
Oh, I remember Anna.
Yeah, Anna was her name.
But yeah, there's a fat girl there. That my cousin, he was dating his sister, with her sister. So he seen me do that, and he brought it up.
Leslie?
Last time we were in a party. Nah.
Nah, you remember Leslie and Emily. Them
was fine. What's her name? Oh, Vanessa or something?
Oh, Vanessa.
Yes.
Vanessa Barra?
My cousin was dating her older sister. Oh, wait. No, not the little one. The fat one.
Yeah, I know. I think he's talking about Quintor.
Ah, Vanessa Quintoria. I remember her. Last day.
Bro, we went to middle school for 2 years. They used to look at the same.
Wasn't say, but yeah, my cousin seen me do that. He was just like, he brought it up last time.
Cap. Nah.
He brought it up last time we were at a party. He was proud because he's a little gangster bean. He was like, yeah, I seen you yoke your friend. I was like, cool.
That's how funny. Hey, Andy, do you remember Mr.
Horacio? Horacio?
Yeah. The detention teacher and the PE teacher?
Yeah, the teacher, the Mexican dude. With the, yeah, he was cool. He was like, he was hella cool.
Yeah, that motherfucker works for Bart right now.
Nah, he don't.
He said what?
What does he do for Bart? What does he do?
He runs the BART station, or he doesn't run the BART station, but he's like he sits in a little booth. He works at Bayfair and over at Orenda. He'd be transferring from both. I'd be seeing him all the time, or I used to when I was living out there.
Hey, just shout out, fuck that old black dude at Bayfair BART.
What old black dude?
I don't know. I usually just ask and tell him that I don't have my ticket and they let me through. This nigga wasn't letting me through one time, and I just had to run out.
Shit, that's hella funny. Why didn't you just walk out like a man?
Because the cops were there.
They're
like shopping distance away, so I just dipped on my skateboard.
Hell yeah. Fuck that.
Skateboard. What other MLA? What else were we talking about in the
podcast? I got some more stories. Hold on, let me go inside right quick.
Let me go outside right quick.
Let me see. What do I remember?
Oh,
you remember when Eder hopped over the fence to fight the niggas?
Bruh, I was literally trying to tell him about that. So it was Reyes, but his name was Alberto. Yeah. And fucking Eder and Joe.
Game shit or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, or I don't know what it was. I'm probably some gang shit because them niggas was both norteños.
I think I was.
I heard Ray's was locked up recently.
Yeah, he for sure is. He's a real North Day goon ass nigga, and he don't know how to act.
The guy that didn't know English?
He was my best friend in school.
Oh, he was your best friend?
Bro, I kicked it with that nigga every day. He had a big ass nose.
Yeah, big ass nose, skinny boots.
Uh-huh. He used to always roast that nigga over his nose, bro. Bro,
that should be hella funny.
Yeah. No, I don't. Wait, do you remember those fucking guys that only spoke Spanish? I hated those guys.
Ooh.
The two guys that would hang out with each other.
I know you're talking about Eduardo.
Eduardo, I remember him.
It was a guy. It was a guy with black hair and a guy with blonde hair that would hang out with each other.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
He's shorter than him.
Them niggas hung out every day. I remember
Pedro. That. I like the other two guys. They're dicks.
Yeah, Pedro. He was a real sur. I remember that.
Yeah, he was.
He for sure was. He was the only one in school too.
He wasn't even Salvadoran. He'd be like Lamada.
That nigga, I swear he was paying rent when we were in middle school.
You said he was paying rent?
Nah, I'm just saying he was a grown man.
For sure. I remember when him and Michael Hayden fought too in Mr. Wally's class.
Michael Hayden?
Yup.
What'd he say to
Michael
you?
Hayden and Pedro fought over some, I think it was a pencil or some dumbass shit. And they were both taking boxing classes and they just start teeing off on each other.
Huh? We might have had Wally different period then.
Wait, what?
Then we might have had Wally in a different period.
They had different periods? No, I think they were in the same. We were all in the same class in sixth grade.
No, I'm pretty sure there was like two at one point.
Yeah.
Was this like eighth grade probably?
Yeah, probably.
Miss Andrea and the other ones had like.
Miss Andrea. Ooh, fucking the Chinese teacher?
Yeah, the Korean, bro. That's racist.
Hey, who I remember.
Who?
Was Miss Park the teacher there?
Miss Park was in fifth grade.
She had, like, sweaty-ass armpits.
Oh, that's Miss Price.
Miss Price. Oh, I remember Miss Price.
Miss Park.
Is it Miss Pierce or Miss
No,
Price?
I think it was Miss It could have been Miss Pierce.
Miss Pierce with the sweaty-ass armpits in the
All
voice.
The time.
The boys.
And then the principal, too, Miss Gonzalez.
Are you sure it wasn't Miss Park? Miss Park.
Miss Park was another Korean lady that worked, but she worked in elementary with us. She worked at Bridges or Melrose.
Why do I always use her as my email? Like, they say, like, name a old teacher you had. Sounds like a cool name.
This fucking guy. Miss
Park. Hella cool with me. She, like, lusts me. She went to my high school graduation.
This nigga said lust.
Love you,
Dan. Oh, I think it said lust.
She was trying to tap those.
It did sound like he said lust.
Low key did. She was trying to tap those. Hey, Andy, you still got hella long hair or what?
Nah, hell no.
You cut it?
I cut that after eighth grade, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
He caught bees with the long hair.
What, you got a fade now?
Nah. Yeah, I do actually, yes.
That's all funny. Yeah, I just cut my hair, too.
A little short, but, you know.
This nigga just cut off his hair.
What was I going to say? I was going to say this one story. Oh, I remember one time. You remember Leslie?
Yeah.
Her sexy ass. So one time in Mr. Wally's class, I had told her, I was like, hey, you know, if you got, if your hand is bigger than your face, you got cancer. And she fucking put her hand up to her face, and I slammed her shit hella hard to her face, and she started chasing me around the classroom. And I remember I ran around hella hard, hella fast, and then I tripped over this chair, and she started wailing on my shit. I remember that. That shit was hella funny.
Brad, tell you who I did.
She jumped on
me? Yeah, but she started slapping the shit out of me. And then Emily ran up and grabbed her, because I was dating Emily at the time for like 6 months. And fucking she was like, nah, this nigga made me slap myself. And when she said it out loud, the whole class started hollering, bruh. That shit was hella funny.
No, tell you who was kind of bad. I thought.
Who?
Maybe this is a personal thing. I don't know if you guys. What's her name? She only spoke Spanish, too.
Marilyn? No.
What's her name? Well, give me a second.
Maribel?
Nah.
No, Maribel was older than
another. Oh, I think it was light in Spanish.
Light? Loose?
Right?
Loose. Oh, my God. Damn. I ain't talking about her in a minute.
Body, huh? She was thick. I was
she
like, was damn.
She ain't tacos, dog.
She was thickums. And then you guys remember Jasmine?
Thick like she was. She was thick in the right places.
You remember Jasmine Torres?
Yeah.
Oh, she went to our school.
Yeah, she did.
She went to high school.
Is she fire still or what?
For a second. Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah, that's what's up. I remember she was the smartest girl in school.
Fire? Like, what do you mean?
Bad. Like,
she's not bad.
She's not bad?
She was never bad. No.
Chewie don't like her. Chewie doesn't think she's bad.
She looks weird.
Yeah, but she was so smart, and she was fire in 8th grade, 7th grade. I remember.
Because we saw her with the uniform and all this stuff.
Bruh, last
time. We said never, though.
Last time, I think. I don't know. What? No. But yeah, last time, fucking. Damn, I forgot. What were you talking about?
Jasmine Torres.
Oh, yeah. What does that say? I think for a minute, a second, dog, these niggas thought I had a crush on her because I picked her first in soccer. Because she had a fucked up leg, and I didn't want to be mean, and I thought it was nice to pick her first. I was probably gonna pick her last.
Yeah, you liked her.
Bro, like, basically, why are you trying to play it off?
Yeah, he's trying to play it off. She broke your heart, and so now you hate her, huh?
No, Cap.
This nigga's depressed right now. You just hear it in his voice.
She did not fire, though. Who said that? What was that happening?
What? That she hurt your feelings, and now you hate her?
No.
He said no.
I picked her first in soccer, so she could be the goalie. She was kind of big at the time, like not tall. Big.
She was bigger than most girls there, but not like big, but like just taller and stuff. Yeah.
She was pretty big.
No, she was fit. If anything.
No, she was not.
Yeah, she was. She had booty and hella shit. She had body and hella shit. She had hella nice ass hair. She was smart. I remember her. I always used to be like, hey, Jasmine, let me see your paper, bruh.
No, she was not.
Bruh, you know, oh my God, you know what I just thought about? Holy shit. You remember how we used to have those reading is fundamental things?
No.
Hello?
Yes. I'm pull another wood. Just finish off this.
Hey,
podcast.
So you remember how we used to have those reading as fundamental things where they would bring all the books over and we would like go class by class to go pick a book out for free to take?
No.
Andy, bro, do you remember that? No? Okay.
You remember that?
What did he say?
You remember those things where they would hold like it was I remember it was called like reading is fundamental or some bullshit and they would like let us pick out a book to take for free.
Oh, I guess yeah. Those
Kind of I remember one time fucking I forget who it was. It might have been Luis's punk ass. Fucking I remember I always used to put one knee on a chair and like lean on it and shit, and somebody had put super glue on that on a chair. I think it was Kevin, as a matter of fact. And I remember I went and somebody was like, oh hey, come here, Jose. And I like did the same thing that I always did, put my knee on the chair, and I was like fucking around for hella long, and then it was time for us all to go back to class, and my knee was stuck onto the chair for hella long, and they had to like cut it off, and I had to go home and hella shit, and I had like a big ass patch of skin missing from my kneecap. I remember that. I was hella mad. That shit was hella funny. I can't believe I forgot all about that.
I can't believe you remembered all about that.
That shit was a traumatic moment. I was so scared, bro. I was like, bro, my knee, bro, my skin, bro. I remember that shit. And then that teacher with that big ass nose who taught us PEMDAS. I forget his name. He was a tall white teacher with a big ass nose. I think his name was Mr. Stangle, if I'm right.
out of that's made of
PEMDAS or PEMDAS?
Yeah, PEMDAS. You remember PEMDAS? You know that math shit?
Supposedly,
Mr. Mo's. No, no.
I don't even remember if I remember something named Mr. Mo's. I remember Benji. No, I don't even know the nigga's last name. They already just.
I remember. Yeah, the history teacher.
Yeah, that,
did that one girl from our elementary school go to that school? We have this one girl, bro. So there's two classes in elementary school. There's two fifth grade.
Hey,
classes.
Turn your Wi-Fi off, bro. You keep cutting out.
I think that's your.
No, it's definitely not. I got full bars.
All right. So as I was saying, there's this girl in our school, bro. So there's this. So yeah. So in fifth grade, there's two classes. One of the smart kids and the good kids, and one of the fucking hooligans. And this one girl, fucking, I guess they hated her, the teacher, so much that this one girl brought fucking sleeping pills to the school.
No way.
And they're going to put it in her water.
What?
They're going to put it in her water, right? And these dumbasses were like, how do we know it works? Let's test it. And, like, I think a couple girls were just fucking, like, passing out in class.
These bitches was all in his sixth grade.
What's her name? Oh. Bruh, I think she.
She what?
Who was it? I think. What's his name came? The halfy guy? What's his name? Marcel.
Marcel, yeah.
This girl too.
Hey, do you remember? Do you remember when we were all riding around?
Wait, okay, let me finish this. Oh! No, I lost it. I had the tip of my tongue.
Damn. What are you thinking about the name of the girl?
Some with an L. No.
Lizette.
Oh, is that the girl?
Oh shit! I remember Lizette, and then that Mexican bro that she was in love with.
I don't even know who Lizette is. I think Trey knows.
But one time.
I remember Lizette.
The reason I know her is one time Marcel came up to me and was like, yeah, this girl likes you, brother. She wants to date you. I was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, she wants your ID. I was like, my ID? What do you mean? Why my ID? I just got a wallet with nothing in it but my ID. Why would I give it to you? And then he was like, nah, she wants it. I was like, okay. And then I guess I was supposed to talk to her, but I didn't talk to her. And then she just gave me my ID back. It was like,
bro, I remember. I wonder whatever happened
with that, right? For like a whole week, she had my ID. I was like, yo, I got my ID back.
I can't believe I forgot all about them, about a lot of people.
There's a bad class, right? She's kind of popular in the bad class.
I know. Okay. Lizette.
She used to date that. She used to date that Mexican motherfucker who had a tough ass English accent or a Mexican accent.
Damn, I can't even remember right now.
Fucking, she had big ass titties, and I remember she was my female best friend in school, and she would always come up to me like, I think I'm pregnant.
They hang out with Emily a lot, right?
No, she was funking with them.
Emily was in the bad class too, right?
Was she?
I don't remember, dog. I don't remember anymore.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that's her name.
Damn, bro, good times, bro. You guys remember when we all used to ride around in Heelys?
I used to fucking I started that trend.
Yeah, bro, you got me onto it.
I was in elementary school healing. Don't ever.
He said, "Don't ever." Hey, you remember when Kevin and Demetrius used to bring those stink bombs to class or to school and throw them in the bathrooms?
Bro, I think that was me. Was that middle school? Or was
no, that was middle school.
He didn't go to elementary school.
Never mind. Oh yeah, he didn't. Huh? Uh-uh. I remember I threw that in the fourth grade.
I remember when it was the end of the school year, and this nigga, I think this was fifth grade, and the school year, and then I think they dared you to put one on the car of the like principal or something.
Nah, did I?
Yeah,
and then
he just holds it kind of on it, and just fucking, I don't know how he cracked it or he had cracked. He just spilled the liquid in there. Cause they're the glass ones, right?
Yeah, they're the glass ones.
Okay, there's two different ones. There's the bag and then there's the...
You had the glass one that time, and then you just poured it like this. I just remember you going like...
That's hella funny.
And then we just ran off. That was hella funny.
Damn, bro. You remember that ice cream truck that always used to be right outside of the fucking school?
Yeah, there's
school?
Two of them.
Yeah. you step on them, you get squeezed or whatever, and they just take like 10 seconds.
What did you ask?
You remember that ice cream truck that used to be outside every day?
Yeah, he went to Melrose before he went to MLA.
Oh, for real?
The classic thing I used to get, the WWE
ice cream. I used to always get the Lucas.
Yeah, but they discontinued the Disney, the WWE ice creams. I'm hella mad.
You don't remember the free candies, though.
The free candy.
From who?
If you would ask him for a free candy, he'd give you like a little Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, like two or three.
Like a fruity Tootsie Roll. Two or three. They're like purple.
Hey, he used to bank off all the stove facts.
That's why
he was there every day, faithfully waiting for us to get
you
out.
You remember when shit like that was a dollar though? Now, I mean, a dollar back then, and now you have to fucking pay like $5.
Yeah, bro, that's just crazy. I remember that. And then, Miss, what about the art teacher, Pancho? Was that his name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was in Portable E. Pancho Villa.
Yeah.
Pancho? Yeah, Pancho. He was hella cool. Wasn't he French or some shit?
He must have been like, what is Van Gogh? What is Picasso?
Picasso?
He's basically Pablo Picasso. That's how I picked
him. Yeah.
Like Italian? I don't know.
He was something.
Yeah.
He might have been like,
you know,
Spanish, some like Italian.
You know, MLA is a fucking elementary school now that does bilingual classes and shit like that.
And that, in our elementary school, they did bilingual classes, but they found out that shit fucked niggas up like me with my English, because I would learn both, and that means I'm learning half the English that everybody in the other classes are learning.
Right. I used to always hang out with all the blacks, so I just learned English. My niggas.
But yeah, I think that fucked up my English.
I think your mohawk fucked up your Nah.
Mohawk was nasty.
Your shit was greasy as fuck every day. Nah.
That shit was not greasy. That was gel, you dick.
Yeah, I know. It had hella dandruff.
That was Gorilla Glue, you dick.
Hella dandruff.
What? That's not dandruff. That's from the Gorilla
Glue. Yeah, I know. I know.
The bitches loved it, though.
Hey, and then what was that one sexy ass female teacher? She taught humanities class, and she dated that curly haired PE teacher.
I know exactly who you.
Who taught capoeira and shit? I forgot her name though.
Miss Ugarte.
Miss Ugarte. She was so sexy, bruh.
Andy, were you in that little, like, class, or was, like...
The 10 of us, bro. It was me, Michael Hayden, Kevin, Giovanni. It was, who else? Emily was in there, and who else was in there? Yesenia was in there. Who else was in that class, bro? There was a couple of us, bro. No, yeah, Andy for sure wasn't in that class. I know that for a fact.
Who?
This is hella old, but I remember you talking about the Mexican-ass niggas who would,
The two of them.
Look, Jesus.
One of them
was Jesus. Yeah, that's why. Maybe Jesus.
Do I remember that him? That guy. And the was called what? The blonde one.
I don't remember that nigga.
So look. So I remember.
He did always have buddies, but every like the desk in MLA, like in some.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. But look, this is how it was set up. It would be like all the desks pointing at the
front fucking, of the class.
The teacher, and there'll be one off the side for the slow kids or the two kids that don't know English. And that was where they sat.
And that's when the teacher walked up to them after she explained it to the whole class.
Yeah. And she knew Spanish. She was Asian, but...
Miss Ugarte, though, bruh. I wonder how they're all doing right now.
Yeah, these guys knew English, too. And they would just fuck around.
And yeah, and then was the other motherfucker that I think you're talking about that was blonde. Because then he knew both English and Spanish, but he really just spoke more Spanish than he did English. But he understood English. He wasn't no idiot. Yeah.
Yeah, they were just fucking around with the teacher.
Yeah, and then it was more like, he wasn't fucking with what
they were. Yeah.
He was in
so he's a real ass North Daniel right now too from 3800 in the Dubs or whatever.
I remember. I seen him not too long ago.
I've seen him. He lives on 38.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for goddamn sure. I remember during Yesenia's Quinceañera, fucking it was popping, bruh.
Bruh, who was he going out with, bruh? That was like hella bad.
I don't know. He's been dating the same girl since middle school?
No, I don't remember. I just don't know. He got their name tatted like early. Like he was like probably like in eighth grade.
Are you popping bottles over there? Uh oh.
He was.
Yep. Some fucking Henny.
Like we rod waves or something.
I don't drink no White Claw.
Hey, Andy, you got Instagram?
Yeah.
Add me on the gram, fool.
Oh, yeah, add me.
Oh, damn.
The Lonely Boys.
They added you to the group.
Oh, wait. You that's added... Bad. You're on the Lonely Boys what Instagram? Group?
Check your Instagram.
Honestly, I don't even know how to take pictures at first.
You're a nerd.
What's your name? Chewy Boys Instagram.
The Lonely Boys Podcast. Lonely Boys, one word. OS... Two Z's podcast.
What's your name, Jose?
Gia Jose, J-E-A Jose underscore.
J-E-A. Oh, J-E-A.
Yeah, like Gia, and then Jose, and then underscore.
Underscore?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. There must be J on right? J E A. Oh, J E A.
Uh huh.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, but yeah, I would mess with. What's that guy's name? The guy that was good at the drums? With the R? Rogelio. Oh, I'll fuck with his sister and that other bitch that loved the mohawk.
You remember Gordo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the nigga. Hey, how you know Chris? Chris Ribello. Yeah.
Me? I went to OMI.
Oh, you did? Yeah, that's the homie right there. I used to go raving with that nigga every single day before he went to the army.
Was you on the snaps?
Huh?
That was you on the snaps? He was posting?
You said, was that me on his snaps? Probably. Yeah. I was probably in his snaps a lot. Hell yeah. He used to be hella skinny, bruh. Yeah, and then out of nowhere, he just started putting on hella weight, bruh. And then we stopped seeing him at the raves. He's been in the army for like 3 years, damn near 4 years.
Sick. As I was saying before I was interrupted.
Yeah, she used to fuck with some bitches before. Some older bitches, because she was an
sure. Yeah, she was an 8th grader, and I was a 6th grader. But she left, too. I was mad. But it was that other bitch that would fuck with. That would hang out with Flora.
That's too many. Who hanged out with Flora?
They're best friends.
I think I didn't know something about
Darlene. Darlene, Stephanie, and Diana.
Darlene. Diana.
She was fire. Diana Munguia. Let me see if I can find her on the gram because I used to follow her.
Yeah, I follow her. I follow her.
But as I was saying, Darlene in middle school, let me
tell you. Hey, I'm about to run through your Instagram and fucking take all the homies.
That sounds like.
I was like.
That literally sounds like something she would do. The emo kind of one.
Yeah.
Right? For sure. She was just like with the shit, but I said she'd be like, fuck it. Because that's all they would talk about is just. Ass and titties.
Who, Darlene and them?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they would try to grab my ass, right? And I would grab hers. And she would just let me. I was like,
she's kind of thick, too.
Yeah, when I grabbed her, too, I'd be like, because I was at like 7th, 6th grade or whatever. I was like, oh, I never got this far. It's usually like a joke. And then I would just have my hand there and just take it off, like, but I don't know what.
Damn it, you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, I was like,
you guys still be talking to Ricky? Because I remember Andy used to be his best friend.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him like that, but yeah, I talk to him sometimes. Like,
Ricky was my boy too, dog. He was part of the after school program gang. Me, Eduardo, Pedro, and Ricky.
After school gang, right still, there. You still be talking to Ricky or what?
Oh, and
I was saying if Andy still talks to Ricky, because I remember them niggas used to be best homies.
Andy, for some reason, talks to all these people.
Good friends go a long way.
Literally from middle school, and I think me, I only talked dickhead. To Andy. Oh, and you,
wow,
I keep on forgetting
you piece of it. Shit.
Bro, like, this nigga told me, he was like, you remember me? I was like, honestly, cuz?
Yeah.
I straight up told him.
Yeah, that shit was hella funny. I had seen him at the Oakland Ice Center, and then I was like, hey, bro, don't I know you? And I was like, didn't you used to have a mohawk? And then he was like, nah, bro. He was like, I don't know you. And then I was like, what school did you go to? He was like, oh, am I? I was like, nah, middle school. He was like, MLA. I was like, I did too. Shit was hella. Yeah.
At first I said, oh,
I was like, middle school.
I did go. I was like, but I went to MLA.
Yeah, I remember that mole. Nah, I'm just playing.
The bitches loved it.
Bro, your face never changed it, from I can tell you that for a fact.
Yes, sir.
Exactly the same.
What?
I said your face is exactly, it was, has always been the same from middle school.
I got the youth, founded the youth, dog.
Yeah.
He said the found.
Hey, one teacher person I did remember, though.
Who?
In elementary school, he was like the after school program and the like recess guy, Jason. Mm-hmm. What's his name, Jason?
Yeah, in the middle and elementary.
The yoke nigga.
What in middle school?
Yeah, you remember the guy that would wear the purple shirt?
Yeah. Oh, you talking about Coach Jason?
He was.
Do I remember him?
That was in middle.
I said elementary.
Oh, okay, my
man. Nigga, you said middle school.
I said, oh my god, we could turn this back. I'll send you the audio for sure. But not in elementary school. That guy was a cool guy. I always wonder what happened.
Bro, I wonder what happened to a lot of people, bro. You know, it's funny too. I was in the sober living program for like 2 years. And I had went to the store to Mi Pueblo to get some food and shit for my house. And fucking, I remember I seen, remember that tall, ugly, big teeth ass motherfucker that hung out with Marcel every day? All they wore was black hoodies and blue jeans and white Nikes. He was tall and dark.
Oh, no. I do remember, like,
he had big ass.
Wait, wasn't.
Huh? Shut up, nigga. What?
I said, wasn't Marcel Marcel and his partner were the ones that fought Jose and
yep.
when they jumped yep. in?
Because them niggas switched up from being North Ace to BBs.
I always thought that gang stuff was dumb, even when I was
yeah,
a kid.
Facts. I did too.
I was like, how am I gonna fight some random
guy? Well, actually,
guy?
When I was a kid, though, I was trying to be a North Bay hella hard.
My
cousins were all, but I was never like.
Hell yeah!
I thought it was stupid because all my cousins and stuff were like, I don't know. I assume Border Brothers. Or I don't know.
Nigga,
what they
we
were,
really from East but, Oakland, bro. I don't give a fuck.
And then, I think my cousin from Mexico came over, and this. Like recently, and he was like a Sudan or
super
something.
Super suit. He was MS 13, huh?
I don't
he's
know.
Super suit.
But they always called him Surcaca.
Surrata?
Yeah, yeah.
But, Dudu.
Surcaca.
Yeah.
They always did. Surrata was really famous.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they would always call them that, and like, I thought it was dumb because I was like, Yeah, I was with two gangs, and these niggas are just chilling with each other. You know, it's like, it's dumb. Then those guys grew out of that, you know, stage. They had kids.
Hey, you remember that bald head motherfucker that that was like the vice principal?
There's a vice principal. Yeah,
remember Miss Contreras?
Wally?
Honestly, I don't even remember
Miss Contreras.
I remember the principal. That was my
yeah, nigga, Miss Contreras.
Contreras, but she didn't run that. I think she still might be the head of that school. If I'm not mistaken.
Could be. Hey, you know what's funny too is fucking my ex girlfriend's little sister goes to MLA right now. It's an elementary school again. Word,
are you sure she's not just talking about
Bridges? No, nigga. Because no. I asked her, I was like, where is it at? She's like on 55th and Brand Street. And I said, yeah, that's where I went to school at.
Oh, no. That's a different one, I think, though.
Because they did moved they? To MLA.
Yeah, they moved.
Because my little cousin went to MLA. And,
same. It's like on.
She told me they moved it.
By High Street now. High Street and like one, some street. Like some
okay.
Street. Maybe they made schools.
Not on the main High Street, though. Like a little further close to the.
Right. Right.
Hey, isn't our. My middle school we went to was elementary school, right? And then the high school I went to was a middle school.
That's crazy.
So I really never went to a high school.
Yeah, me and fucking Kevin, that black dude Kevin, we ended up going to the same high school.
Did you know that? Yeah, elementary school, all the bathrooms used to be short.
At Melrose?
At Omai. I mean, middle school. Omai used to be middle school. Some of the bathrooms used to be short.
Oh, really?
They fixed it, yeah.
I didn't know.
A little fun fact. And even in MLA, weren't they shorter too?
I guess, yeah. No, MLA was a small school. But, like, very tiny. It's a, MLA was an elementary, yeah.
Yeah, it's elementary right now.
But so small. That's what I was. That's why the schools we went to were so small.
God damn, blood. What? Somebody just had a car accident or something?
Hella jug. I got on 4th of July weekend, I got that Friday and next Monday off. Paid.
Paid?
4-day weekend for me next month. It's cool because I kind of like when they make the 2 days in a week, but cool to put one day off every for 2 weeks, it makes 4 days.
Twice back to back.
Wet. These are wet though.
Bro, my shit stay tweaking on me.
All right. So shout out Andy for the Longanitas lighters. They're pretty sick. They're Clippers. Say Longanitas, and then on the other side it says Beer Speaks, People Mumble. He got me a yellow, blue, and a red one.
Green,
yellow, blue.
Where's mine at?
You're in Texas, dog.
Yeah, ship it over.
We ain't got Longanitas over there.
Hell yeah, we do. We got all kinds of beer.
You got Texan beer.
Hell no, they got all kinds of beer out here. Do you know we're right next to Mexico, nigga?
Huh? Mexico.
Do you know I'm right next to Mexico?
Beer is doo doo.
I don't know, bro. Why do you think Mexicans get so fucked up?
You know, because of the beer industry in Mexico. Mexico's running out of water.
Really?
That's what they do, bro. When I went out there last time, they had more water than beer. More beer than water.
Yeah, they're running out of water because they also export. It's all water, mostly, to speak the truth. And also, they have a... They make a lot of soda, which is mostly water. So they're having a water crisis over there because of that.
A water crisis?
Mm-hmm. Looked it up.
I don't know how I feel about that because, like, Mexico's right next to the whole entire ocean.
I have to explain to you, but the difference between ocean water and fresh water.
Yeah, motherfucker, but you can filter it. You can pump it through shit and make fresh water.
Yeah, but that costs lots of money.
Yeah, I guess, huh? It is Mexico.
All right, So do you guys want to plug your stuff? I guess the new podcast is what is it called? Cowboy Security Guy?
Yep, Cowboy Security Guy. I work for the Dallas Cowboys, you know what it is.
Cow.
Huh?
My nigga over here has never even seen a cow.
You're hella stupid.
Let alone be a cowboy. Oh, well, you work at the Cowboys. Oh.
Yeah, what the fuck? What did you think this was?
I thought you were saying you're a cowboy.
You niggas are retarded. No, I work for the Dallas Cowboys, so, you know, I just put it at that.
You guys want to plug your social?
My social security number is for me and me only, okay?
It's Andy / Andy.
Damn.
Andy!
That was a loud-ass train. That bitch is hella loud.
It's crazy. When I first started living here, I would notice it, and then I stopped noticing it.
That's hella funny, because when you just spoke and it blew the horn, I didn't hear anything you said. You were like, Andy, and I was like, damn, that was a loud-ass train.
But, before I wouldn't notice it, and now I only notice it when people point it out like that.
Like that, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to for sure have to come down there sometime to see y'all.
That's good.
Probably later on this year or some shit, you know. I can stay at your house or what?
It's good.
It's good. I'm going to be there for like 2-3 days.
2-3 days?
2 or 3 days, yep. And then I'm going to shake the spot.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to go over to Jason's house and spend a couple days over there. Nah, but follow me on the gram. Use Gia Jose, J-E-A, Jose _. Follow me on the Snap. What's my Snapchat name? What time is it over there? Y'all about to go to sleep or what?
It's 12 where you're at, huh?
It's 12:13, hell yeah.
Nah, it's 10 over here, so.
Oh, yeah, you guys got time.
Call of Duty.
Okay, okay.
Follow my account on PlayStation. It's TheRealChooster1.
The Real Chupas 1?
TheRealChooster1. And I think my Warzone account's the same thing.
Hmm. Yeah, I sold my PS4. I'm about to buy a PS5.
The PS5?
Yeah.
You know you're not going to be able to buy it for a while.
Yeah. I'm going to cop that shit, though.
The ones that they're first selling out are just going to go to, like, people that... like, content creators.
No.
Yeah. That's the first ones that are going out, and then they're going to sell them later, I guess.
What?
That shit looks ugly, though.
I know, but it's going to be so raw. I can't wait for The Last of Us 2, bro. I'm so juiced for that game.
No loading screens, because it's so good. Huh. I heard there's going to be no loading screens.
That's wet.
Like, when you click play a game of Warzone, you don't go on the loading screen. You just go straight to the game.
I don't know about how. I don't know if that's possible. Oh, you know what? It might be possible because we have 5G towers.
Oh, when you put when you're playing Fallout. There'll be no, like, loading bar. You'll just go straight from, like, one room to the outside.
Well, what about GTA 5? Would there be a fucking loading screen for that?
No loading screen.
That's bullshit. Do you know how long it takes for GTA 5 to load?
That's what I heard. That the loading time is going to be crazy because they're using DDS or DSS? Or
DDoS?
The hard drives?
Just tap in with me, though. I'm about to damn near go to sleep. I gotta get up in the morning.
Alright.
For sure. Alright, Andy, it was cool catching up. I'll tap in.
Yep. Good.